Do you know your net worth? Or can you even list all your financial accounts? Believe it or not, most people can't. The problem is simple. When you don't track your finances, you leave hard-earned money on the table by overspending and undersaving. Monarch is the solution, an all-in-one personal finance tool that brings your entire financial life together in one clean interface on your laptop or phone. In just minutes, you can link all your accounts to see a clear, complete picture of your financial health. With data visualizations and AI-driven insights, Monarch helps you spot patterns, cut wasteful spending, and make better financial decisions without ever touching a spreadsheet. Monarch more than pays for itself. In fact, users save over $200 a month on average. That's why the Wall Street Journal named Monarch the best budgeting app of 2025. Get 50% off your first year when you use code TARGET at monarch.com. That's monarch.com, promo code TARGET. Monarch, the modern way to manage money.
Hello everyone, welcome to another episode of Rain and Bible. I'm your host, Anna. Today, we're diving into a topic that, let's face it, we all wrestle with at one point or another, worry. So imagine, if you will, the ups and downs of life, kind of like, well, a roller coaster. Now, here's a reassuring truth for you amidst the twists, the turns, and the trials. You don't have to carry the weight of your worries alone. Yeah, you heard me right. You can give it to God. Stop worrying and trust in Him. Let's begin with a little story about a guy named Mike. So Mike, he starts worrying when his heart begins to race after having his morning coffee. This happens 3 days in a row, and he thinks it's like a major heart issue. Just like many of us, he starts Googling heart diseases. And naturally, he's convinced he's got a serious problem. Overwhelmed with fear, Mike finally decides to see a doctor. After hearing his concerns and running some checks, the doctor laughs and says, "Mike, it's just caffeine. Your heart is fine, isn't that a bit enlightening?" Mike turned a simple caffeine buzz into like a huge heart scare. Sometimes just a calm perspective and a bit of knowledge can help us avoid making mountains out of molehills. So, are you feeling like Mike today? Don't let worry take control of your thoughts, steering you into like the maze of anxiety. Here's the thing: worry can burden you mentally, physically, financially, and spiritually. But know this, there's a way out. A path that leads to peace and trust. Today, we're exploring the transformative power of surrendering our worries to God. Worry, my friends, is a burden we often carry. Jesus, in Matthew 6:27, asks, "Which of you, by worrying, can add one cubit to his stature?" The truth is, worry doesn't change anything. It just eats away at our peace. Jesus is essentially saying, worrying doesn't accomplish anything. So as we go about our day, let's remember one thing. There's someone who's willing and able to carry our burdens, turn our anxieties into like peace and our fears into faith. Let go of those heavy worries. Embrace the divine invitation to trust the one who holds the universe. Proverbs 3:5-6 urges us to trust in the Lord with all your heart and lean not on your own understanding. In all your ways acknowledge Him, and He shall direct your paths. Remember Abraham. God led him to an unfamiliar land, and his faith opened the doors to the promised land. Psalm 37:5 reminds us, commit your way to the Lord, trust also in Him, and He shall bring it to pass. Even David, standing before Goliath, armed only with a sling and stones, had unshakable trust. Now, in a world full of uncertainties, God's faithfulness is like a steady stream. Remember the Israelites God provided food from the sky and water from a rock. Psalm 37:25 echoes, I have been young and now I'm old, yet I have not seen the righteous forsaken. God takes care of his children. Jesus tells us in Matthew 6:33, seek first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and all these things shall be added to you. Worries lose their grip when we focus on his kingdom. Paul, in Philippians 4:6-7, urges us, be anxious for nothing, but in everything by prayer and supplication, with thanksgiving, let your requests be made known to God. Peace, my friends, isn't just a fleeting feeling. It's a constant comfort. Like a ship navigating stormy waters with a solid anchor, our faith in God's unchanging love offers us unwavering peace. 1 Peter 5:7 says, cast all your care upon him, for he cares for you, just like a ship's captain unloading cargo. Releasing our worries to God shows our faith. Are you trusting him today? Walking by faith is crucial. Think of Noah building an ark even though he hadn't seen the flood. Hebrews 11:1 tells us, faith is the substance of things hoped for, the evidence of things not seen. Faith propels us into the unknown, just like Moses leading the Israelites through the parted Red Sea. And let's not forget Rahab, a harlot, praised for her faith. Hebrews 11:6 reminds us, without faith it is impossible to please him. Rahab's story shows God's mercy and love even in unexpected places. In Luke 12:25, Jesus asks, which of you by worrying can add one cubit to his stature? Worry and doubt are like thieves robbing our peace. But when we recognize God's care, it changes our perspective. Building spiritual resilience through challenges is vital. Think of Job. Despite unimaginable suffering, his trust in God remained. James 1:3-4 says, the testing of your faith produces patience. God shapes us into vessels of endurance. Gratitude also shields us against worry. Consider the Samaritan leper healed by Jesus who returned to express gratitude. Philippians 4:6 urges us to tell your requests to God with thanksgiving. Gratitude, my friends, breaks through worry's shadow, reminding us of God's countless blessings. Embracing divine timing is crucial. Esther, positioned to save her people, is a great example. Ecclesiastes 3:11 declares, he has made everything beautiful in its time. Our lives are orchestrated according to God's timetable. So when we stand at the crossroads of trust and worry, remember, worry was never our burden to carry. Like a child running into a parent's arms, cast your worries upon him. Surrender control, find security in God's plans, and reflect on his faithfulness. Seek his kingdom, rest in peace, and cast your cares upon him daily. Walk in faith, be beacons of trust for others. Recognize God's care, build resilience, cultivate gratitude, and embrace divine timing. May we find comfort in God's arms, releasing our worries, and embracing his unwavering love. Finally, let's take a moment to pray. Dear Heavenly Father, you are the first and the last. We come before you, casting all our worries, cares, and anxieties upon you. Thank you for your grace, love, and mercy. I declare that worry has no hold over us. Your promises are our truth. We trust in your timing, your provision, and your unchanging love. Amen. Thank you for joining me on Rain and Bible. If this message blessed you, type amen in the comments. Share this with someone who needs it, and remember to subscribe for more uplifting episodes. Leave your prayer request below, and know that we are praying for you. Until next time, may God's grace and peace be with you all.